Did you know that you're built by design to win? Life is too short not to make your dreams a reality. I'm Goal Achievement Strategist Pat Counsell. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, a podcast that provides simple strategies for goal achievement, more confidence, personal happiness, boosting your income, and building a quality lifestyle as an entrepreneur. Let's get started. Hello, Power Achievers, and welcome again to Designing Your Life Today. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsell. Today, we're going to talk about making no apologies or excuses for being you, the power behind being you. It is so important that we understand the value of embracing our individuality, the value of not being what someone else wants you to be, stepping inside of a box that someone else built for you, and allowing someone else to control your life, even if for that point in time, you have to walk away from something or step away from things in your life to rebuild completely and put together a life that works for you. There's no greater power than allowing the full, let's say, form of self-expression to come forward when it comes to us as individuals. Who are you? Who would you like to be? What do you stand for? What do you want your life to look like? This is a great topic to discuss because if you're in business or anything that you do in life where you're having challenges, sometimes it has to do with the fact that you are holding back on your true self-expression. You are holding back on being the person that you have always wanted to be and the person that you know you want to be. Well, with that being said, I'm going to give you two reasons why you want to make no apologies for being yourself and why you really want to be as bold as possible and go full force with your life. And it doesn't matter if you're having challenges. It doesn't matter if you have a perceived failure. And I call it perceived failure because if you've listened to my podcast on where I talk about failure, then you'll know that my idea of failure, it is a true word that does exist, but failure in and of itself is not a real thing because, or it only becomes real when you put your life under the form of, or under the category of limitations. When you walk in the world of limitations where you're holding back on being your best self, or you're holding back because someone else wants you to do something, or you're not able to thrive because someone else has put some limitations on you as to where things can go and how things can be. So with that being said, let's get to it. Actually, before we get to it, I have a little announcement to make. We have not effectively celebrated our 7th year anniversary, and 7 is like my favorite number of all times. So I have to celebrate this anniversary in a way that's fitting for my favorite number. Because of Hurricane Irma and the internet's going in and out and really not being able to stay on task, we haven't done as many shows this month, and because of the hurricane itself, it just took us really off track. There were things we were not able to get so that we could make this a great anniversary. There were people that were out of place because they had to relocate because of Irma. And so a lot of things took place. So unless you've been under a rock, you know that Irma is one of the supposedly worst storms that we've ever had come through Florida. So there was an unusually large amount of flooding, and the list goes on and on. So with that being said, we are still going to celebrate our 7th year anniversary because I am not going to let Irma dominate my anniversary. But in the meantime, we are giving away a copy of my free book. I'm still going to give away the small things, but the larger things are going to come a little bit later. In the meantime, you can enjoy some of these great podcasts and great topics that are designed to help you do life with power, designed to help you create the strategies that work for you, or write down those strategies that work for you so that you can have your best life possible, and especially so that you can prepare for 2018. So we have a lot of things coming up to help you with that also. So that's pretty exciting. But back to the free book before we get back to not apologizing or making excuses for being you. The free book that I'm giving away, this one is actually for those newly signed, let's say those who join our Power Up Today newsletter, the brand new members of the Power Up Today newsletter, the brand new one. So between now and the end of the month, if you have not registered for our newsletter, Power Up Today, then you want to make sure that you, get on board with that. If you're listening to this podcast on your cell phone, you can join our Power Up Today newsletter by simply texting the word Power Up to the number 42828. That's Power Up to 42828. Or you can go directly to designingyourlifetoday.com where you can see other goodies and free downloads. We've got free ebooks that you can download and other great information. And you can register for our newsletter there. So you can sign up or join the Power Up Today newsletter there. It's right on the homepage. You can't miss it. We also have a couple of boxes that will pop up. And we don't have a lot of pop-ups on our website, so don't panic on that one. But we'll have a pop-up box that comes up to help you, just to make it easier for you to get registered. That way you can win a copy of my newest book, Start Winning. It's a great book, you guys. And if you want to find out more about it, you can go to Amazon.com and, of course, Google Start Winning, how to achieve like the top 8%. Or just Google my name and you should be able to find the book and you can read up all about it. Or you can go to designingyourlifetoday.com and check out a resource section and you can find out more about my books there. So, but get registered so you can get a free copy. We just gave away a free copy to Carolyn Webster and we'll be following up with her soon to see what she thought of the book. And so we posted her picture on Facebook and hopefully we're going to see if she'll send us a picture holding the book. And so remember now, if you win the book, you have to send us a picture first and then we'll send you the book. And of course, after that, if you want to send us a picture of you holding the book, that would be great also. All right, let's get down to business. Let's get to the main thing. All right, in terms of making no apologies or excuses for being you, I decided to talk about this because sometimes there are things that occur in my own life, and I also run across people that, and they share their challenges with me, and I think about what would it take to solve those challenges? And sometimes there are things that occur in my own life where I like to help people and I want to make sure that I just really do my best to help people get what they want or achieve their goals. And sometimes I go overboard in terms of people who want help and they just want to dominate my time. And I have to tell myself, listen, it's okay to say no. As a matter of fact, it's important that you learn the art of saying no. And as a result, sometimes people will say, well, you know, you got to learn to help people. And they start to give me a lecture. And I'm thinking, you know, I help a lot of people, but you're certainly not in a position to tell me who to help. And of course, the more you tell me that who I should help, yeah, I kind of don't want to help you at that point because you're not going to guilt me into helping you. But the point that I'm making here is that when someone starts to tell you that this is how you should be and this is how your life should go and this is how these are the things you should do, know that first of all, you have choices. You can decide how you want to be. You can decide the direction that you want your life to go in. So you can decide how you want all of these things to play out. But how do you get to that point? So there's a lot of power behind understanding who you are, that whole brand you, Inc., because that is the essence of your success in life, is really being grounded and rooted and accepting of who you are. And it's not about if everybody accepts you, because let's be clear, everybody won't. However, the people that are intended to accept you, they will. The people that will connect with you and be your friend unconditionally, those people will do exactly that. But how do you get to that point? You won't get to that point unless you are clear unless you're clear on the power behind you, who you really are, and how important it is for you to let that power come forward. So the first question would be, who are you? I mean, have you ever asked yourself that question? And I've said this on this podcast before, and I use Zoolander, part one. It's such a great, I never saw part two, but I use Zoolander as a great example of that. And there's a part in the movie and where the character that Ben Stiller plays, and he looks in the mirror and he says, who am I? You know what, you know, because he wants to know what his life is all about. What is there? What's the real meaning behind his life? And so the point is that, have you ever taken a moment to ask yourself that question? You know, who am I? What do I stand for? What do I want to stand for? And the importance behind doing that is to understand that this is your brand for your personal success in your life. Have you ever seen some of the movie stars out there, and they seem like they're bigger than life, and sometimes they do things that are obnoxious or rude, or they say what they feel, they say what they think, and then people attack them on Twitter. And I think it kind of violates the whole free speech thing, unless you're being rude and calling people names. That's a whole nother ball game. But the point is, wouldn't it be great if we lived in a society where you could actually say what you felt without worrying about someone, people condemning you so hard to the point where you can't be you? Because the truth of the matter is, the Bible says out of the heart, the mouth speaks. So when you say something like that, or you post it on Twitter, it's coming from a place of truth. And whether it's, or your truth, whether it is good or bad, then it's still coming from a place of truth. And there's something to be said for being able to fully express yourself. And as I said, we're not talking about name calling and being rude and obnoxious. Well, that's just rude and obnoxious. All right. So the point I want to drive home here is that when you can know who you are and not make apologies for being yourself and live your life, as they say, live out loud, live your life to the fullest, live your life without making excuses, then you are now tapping into your personal brand for some massively amazing success for your life. And so how you display yourself to the world, that's your brand. So whether you like it or not, how you come across, it is your brand. So the first point that I want to make to you is that if you really want to, first of all, not make apologies for and excuses for being you, and you really want to make sure that you are, in fact, letting the best you, the best of who you are, come out, then you want to not think it's cute to display low confidence. Now, there's a difference between not being quite sure of yourself for that moment, and you, because we all, at some point, need some help. We need someone to affirm us. We need someone to tell us, hey, you know what? You can do this. You're awesome. Or you have the capabilities. Or God wouldn't have given you this idea if it wasn't intended for you to do it. So we need to hear that sometimes. But the thing is to display low confidence on a consistent basis because we think it's cute. Well, yeah, that is, you need to apologize for that. Okay, so displaying low confidence, it's not cute. And when you don't get what you want, then sometimes you're upset about the fact that you didn't get what you want. Well, you didn't get what you want because you weren't, let's say you weren't on top of your game. You can't be on your game and have low confidence. You can't be on your game and be what someone else wants you to be when your heart's not in it. So you have to really be you. You know, there was a time, especially when the economy tanked, and I get it. You know, people were going through a period of extreme fear. And so they, you know, threw darts at the rich for being rich and for not giving them some of the money. And so the point is, even if they gave the money, the reality of it is without a wealth mentality, you're going to be right back where you started from. So the object of the game is to expand your mind. So why am I saying this? I'm saying this to say that when people tried to guilt them into doing these things, well, that wasn't exactly fun. And it wasn't exciting. And not only that, they were apologizing so much to the point where, of course, some of them left the country. But that's a whole nother story. So the first point I made here is that displays of low confidence, it's not cute. And when you don't get what you want, that's why you're not getting what you want. Because the brand that you're putting out there, the you that you're putting out front, is that you're not confident and you don't believe that you deserve to have the things that you truly want in your life. You don't believe that you're capable of getting what you want in your life. And you're not excited as you should be when it comes to getting things in your life. All right, so the second point is the opposite. Displays of high confidence with a purpose and a clear vision for what you hope to display is will bring you what you want. Now, it doesn't mean that you don't have to do work, and it doesn't mean that you're not going to go through some challenges, and it doesn't mean that you don't have to go through that as I call it, that bounce back period and be the king or queen of bounce back ability. It doesn't mean those things. But what it does mean is that you've taken your confidence to a level that says, listen, no matter what challenge I'm facing, I will rise up and I will get to where it is I want to be. And I will display my high confidence. And it doesn't matter what people think. If they think you're arrogant, that's their issue, not yours. Because you have to know the difference, of course, between arrogance. You know, arrogance is just where you're spouting your mouth off about how amazing you are, and you kind of have nothing to show for it, or you do have something to show for it, and you're always talking about how great you are, and you're not looking at the fact that you need to put something into other people's lives, that you need to consider the group that you're talking to. So it's a difference. Confidence, I call it quiet confidence. Quiet confidence is so attractive, and it's so it's magnetic. And when you can display that, and you can be that way, and not apologize, or not have to, people call it humility when they say, okay, you have to be more humble, but humility is not that. Okay, humility is not pretending that your confidence is low so that people will pump you up, so people will cheer you on. People will say, oh no, you can do it, you poor thing. I mean, what are you, like a puppy? No, you're not. You're an amazing human being built by design to win. And so you want to step up and step out there and make it happen. So these are the two points that I wanted to drive home today. So with that being said, you want to ask yourself the question, and you may want to write this down and do this as an exercise. Who is the best you that you know how to be? And then the other question would be, who is the best you that you want to be? So if the best you that you know how to be does not match with the best you that you want to be, then go with the want to be. Okay. And the reason why you go with the wannabe is because the wannabe is the real you. As long as you don't have goals and dreams of hurting people and as I said, being rude and obnoxious, well, the wannabe is the you. That's the you that you desire to be. It's the you that's in your heart of hearts. If you see yourself as bigger than life, if you see yourself creating movies, if you see yourself building houses, if you see yourself starting that amazing business, if you see yourself making connections and putting, making valuable contributions into the lives of other people so that you can uplift them, because we all need that at some point in our lives. You know what? Be that. There's always going to be someone that's going to question that, whatever it is you decide to do. And you have to keep in mind that people are looking at your life through their filters. So never let anyone make the decision for your life through their filters. So you want to keep that in mind when it comes to making no apologies or excuses for being you. There's a lot of power behind being you. But it's really hard to be you when you're listening to society and letting society tell you who to be, how to be, what to be, and yes, when to be it. No, so not good. So make the decision. What is that brand? And you say, well, I'm not in business. I don't need a brand. Listen, you have a brand. Okay, when people think of you, what do they think? Do they think of you as having it together? Do they think of you as the basket case? Do they think of you as the unpleasant opportunist? And people don't, they use the word, oh, he or she's an opportunist. By the way, that's not a bad thing. We're all opportunists. You go to work because it's an opportunity and you expect to get paid for it. Opportunist. I'm just saying. So the point that I'm making, though, is what is your brand? What do you stand for? How do you want to be perceived in this world? And once you decide that, listen, go for it. Let nothing hold you back. If you are behind the mark on your goals, achieving your goals for 2017, take a look at that part of your life. That might be one of the reasons why. So let it go and let it flow. Okay, I had to say that. Listen, you guys, that's all I have for you on Designing Your Life Today. Just want to remind you one more time, I'm giving away a copy of my newest book, Start Winning, How to Achieve Like the Top 8%. And so just text Power Up to 42828 from your cell, or you can go to designeryourlifetoday.com and you'll see it's right there on the homepage. You'll see a box also that will eventually pop up, and so you'll get the opportunity to do that. Also, spread the word about this, because I like giving away, it feels good to give away free copies of things. So I like giving away copies of my book, and I'll kind of give you guys a clearer picture into our the revamped, revised, reinvigorated 7th year anniversary on Designing Your Life Today. Enjoy this magnificent Monday and do life with power.